This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today applauded BAP's efforts to evacuate Indian nationals during the war in Ukraine. Addressing the Karikar Swarn Mahotsav in Ahmedabad virtually, the Prime Minister said, "The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam Abhiyan is being discussed all over the world." He also mentioned that to provide new opportunities to young minds, the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be organized in January. In this, the youth will share their ideas to fulfill the resolution of a developed India. The Prime Minister said just a few months ago, the Bhagwan Swami Narayan Temple was established in Abu Dhabi and the world has seen India's cultural diversity and spiritual heritage through such initiatives. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula, he said the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. Prime Minister Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of a special 100-day campaign with a focus on the high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB in a multi-pronged manner with doubling support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs, use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and do their bit to eliminate TB. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted the significant impact of regional instability on India's as well as global interests. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 today. The minister stressed that conflicts, seemingly distant geographically, have immediate and substantial effects on India's economy and security. He pointed to India's extensive trade and diaspora presence in the Mediterranean and Gulf regions. On the Ukraine conflict, he described India's diplomatic efforts to engage with the leaders from all sides. He stressed on the need for dialogue on the issue. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today exhorted the youth to ensure their participation to achieve the target of a developed India by 2047. He said there is a need to increase per capita income 8 times from the current benchmark to achieve the goal of a developed country. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of Mahatma Gandhi Central University in Motihari, Bihar, the Vice President said individual contributions matter in achieving this goal as 140 crore people working in unison will bring miraculous changes. The Vice President also conferred degrees and medals to the students on the occasion. Celebrating the vibrant tapestry and diverse culture of Northeast India, Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The 3-day festival is the first of its kind with over 250 artisans displaying unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products including 34 GI-tagged items. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament after members of his party boycotted the vote. Impeaching Yoon required support from 2/3 of the National Assembly or 200 of its 300 members. The opposition parties who brought the impeachment motion had 192 seats, but only 3 politicians from PPP participated in the vote. The motion was scrapped without ballot counting because the number of votes did not reach 200. In World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gokesh and defending champion Ding Li Ren of China ended in a draw in Singapore today. And in cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 at the draw of stumps on day 2, still trailing first innings total of host by 29 runs. Rishabh Pant and Nitish Reddy were on the crease at the end of the play on the second day of the pink ball. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 337 runs in their first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.